Chapter 7 A Dangerous Journey.
"Hello, Alex," Mr. MacDonald said. "What are you doing here? It's late. Do your parents know where you are?"
"I am 16, Mr. MacDonald," Alex laughed. "I don't have to be home until midnight in the school holidays."
"Sorry, Alex," Mr. MacDonald said.
"But when I was young..."
Alex didn't hear. He went over to Jenny and looked at her, embarrassed. Mr. MacDonald smiled and got up from his chair.
"I'm going to bed," he said. "Good night. Don't stay too late, Alex. It's 11 o'clock already, and it's a long way back to Kilkirk."
"Good night, Mr. MacDonald," Alex said. "Perhaps I'd see you in the boathouse tomorrow. Do you think the police will open the beach in the morning?"
"I don't know," Mr. MacDonald replied. "They don't want people to sail out to the shipwreck. It's too dangerous. And all the other beaches near here are closed. But I think the ship will sink tonight. It's so low in the water. Let's wait and see."
Mr. MacDonald went upstairs, and Alex sat down next to Jenny.
"I came to say sorry," he told her. "I wasn't very fair to you this morning."
"That's okay," Jenny said. There was a long silence.
"What happened after I left you?"
Alex asked at last.
"Did you go to the museum?"
"Yes," Jenny said.
"Grandfather knew that I wanted to go there. Thanks for telling him. We went as soon as I got back."
"So, what happened?"
Alex asked.
"Tell me."
"You won't laugh again, will you?" Jenny said.
"No,"
Alex told her.
"I said sorry, didn't I?"
"Helen and Guy were at the museum," Jenny said, "and I heard them talking. They were planning to go to the shipwreck tonight, after dark. Guy left here at 9:30. Helen's bringing a boat to Seal Beach."
"Guy was here?"
Alex asked in surprise.
"Yes, I forgot to tell you," Jenny said. "Grandfather met him on the beach this morning. He's staying with us. All the hotels in Kilkirk are full because everybody's coming to see the shipwreck. Grandfather thinks Guy's a journalist and that he's writing a story about it. That's what Guy told him."
"Oh, dear," Alex said. "Your grandfather will be angry when you tell him the truth about Guy."
"I know," Jenny said. "I wanted to tell him when Guy arrived, but Grandfather was so happy to have a visitor for the evening, especially a journalist. He knows I'm interested in journalism. He thinks I'm bored here, and he wanted me to enjoy the evening. But after Guy left, I..."
Alex walked to the window and stared outside.
"Alex, you're not listening,"
Jenny said.
"I am," Alex said. "But there isn't much time. I think there's a boat out there. I can see a light. Get your anorak. We'll follow Guy and Helen to Shark Rock."
"How?" Jenny asked.
"There's an old boat in the boathouse," Alex said. "It was your grandfather's first boat. We'll use that."
Jenny put on her anorak. Then she saw her grandfather's binoculars on the chair, and she put them around her neck.
"It's too dangerous to go all the way to Shark Rock," Jenny said, "but we can wait near the rock and watch through the binoculars."
"It's too dark for binoculars," Alex said.
"Not when the moon comes out," Jenny answered.
"Have you got a hat?"
Alex asked.
"No,"
Jenny laughed.
"Why? You're not wearing one." "My hair isn't blonde like yours," Alex said. "We don't want Guy and Helen to see you."
"I'll have to take Grandfather's hat,"
Jenny said, as she took a grey woolen hat from the back of the kitchen door and put it on her head.
"How do I look?"
she asked, laughing.
"Very pretty,"
Alex told her. Jenny closed the door quietly, and they ran down the steps to the beach. It was very dark, except for the light shining from the kitchen window.
"Shh,"
Jenny said quietly as they got near the boathouse. "Don't forget, Guy's waiting for Helen here. Look, there he is."
Guy was sitting on a rock near the edge of the water. Suddenly, he stood up.
Oh, no! He can see us, Jenny thought.
But just then, she heard the sound of a boat. Guy went to the edge of the water and looked out to sea.
Quick, open the door, Jenny said quietly to Alex. I can hear Helen's boat. Let's hide inside the boathouse.
They went into the boathouse and watched Helen as she sailed towards Seal Beach. When she got near the edge of the water, Guy jumped into the boat and they went towards the shipwreck. Alex and Jenny waited for a few minutes. Then they carried Mr. McDonald's old boat into the water, and they left for Shark Rock too. Alex stopped the boat about half a kilometer from Shark Rock. After a few minutes, the moon came out, and they saw Shark Rock very clearly, and Helen's boat near the shipwreck. Jenny took the binoculars from her pocket and looked through them.
I can't see very well, Jenny said. But I think that's Guy climbing onto Shark Rock. Yes, it's him. I can see his beard. Now he's on the ship.
Jenny stood staring.
Oh, no! I don't believe it! She shouted to Alex. What's happening?
He asked, worried.
Helen's turning the boat, and she's leaving him there,
Jenny said.
She's going back to Kilkirk. I don't understand.
We'll never catch her, Alex said. Her boat's faster than ours.
I don't like Guy, Jenny said, but we can't leave him on a sinking ship. It's too dangerous. We must get nearer to Shark Rock.
Okay, but we'll have to go really slowly, Alex said. I know this part of the sea quite well, but not as well as your grandfather. I came here once with him, just after your grandmother died. That was the last time he sailed.
He misses her so much. Poor grandfather, Jenny said quietly.
Then she stood up and looked at the shipwreck.
Start the engine, Alex,
she said.
Let's get Guy quickly. Then we can go back to Seal Cottage and tell my grandfather everything.
Alex started the engine and went nearer to the shipwreck. It was very low in the water against Shark Rock. The waves were strong, and from time to time there was a loud noise as the ship crashed against the rock.
Where's Guy? Jenny said. I don't like it here. The wind's getting stronger.
They waited for a long time. Suddenly, Jenny saw Guy at the edge of the ship. He looked down at their boat in surprise.
Who are you?
He shouted.
And where's my boat? Helen's not coming back,
Alex shouted.
You can't stay here. It's too dangerous. We'll take you back to Seal Beach.
Guy climbed from the ship onto Shark Rock, then swam with difficulty towards them through the big waves. Jenny and Alex went as near to him as possible in their boat. With Jenny's help, Guy climbed into the boat.
Jenny McDonald,
Guy said in surprise.
What are you doing here? We're following you,
Jenny told him angrily. Guy sat down and stared at the shipwreck.
I can't believe that Helen wanted to leave me there,
he said quietly.
Did you find the uranium?
Jenny asked suddenly.
No,
Guy said.
I knew from Helen that I must look in the engine room. It's still above the water, but it wasn't there.
Guy stopped speaking and looked at Jenny.
How did you know about the uranium?
He asked in surprise.
How did you?
Jenny asked angrily. Alex started the engine and turned the boat round.
We'll take you back to Seal Cottage and give you some dry clothes, he said to Guy. Then you can explain everything.